stay tuned for Brother Johnson's News Behind the News.
It is time now to leave the cities. It is time now to go out from them, to go out from that which is not of me, and to establish a place of safety, a place where I can be taught and can even be seen, says the Father God.
Says the Lord, hold your peace and cry out to me, says God. Cry out, I say. Cry out, I say, for I am here for you, says the Lord.
Yea, saith the Lord, come out of the places that you are in, the places that you know you had not ought to be in.
Hi, this is Sister Sharon. Welcome to Signs International Radio. Brother Johnson, I think we are waiting for that glorious appearing of Jesus when he will take us home to serve him for all eternity. Psalm 84:2. My soul longeth, yea, even fainteth, for the courts of the Lord. My heart and my flesh crieth out for the living God. Psalm 42:1-2. As a hart panteth after the water brooks, so panteth my soul after thee, O God. My soul thirsteth for God, for the living God. When shall I come and appear before God? As it says in Hebrews 12:1, let us run with patience the race that is set before us. As this world keeps getting filled with more evil each day, we must patiently wait on the Lord, for our reward is great when we at last set our eyes on our precious Savior. I know I'm looking forward to that day. Are you?
Now here is your host, Brother Johnson, God's Watchman.
Get ready. Jesus is coming very soon. Praise the Lord, our friends, as we expose the false tonight. Are you ready to hear about the truth on the Prophecy Power Half Hour? Getting you ready for the troublesome days ahead. Amen and amen. And please know that the I Am has sent Brother Johnson and Sister Sharon unto you. Glory to God. This True Truth God-ordained program is spiritual, and as such, we need your support in prayers, tithes, love gifts, and offerings, especially right now as offerings seem to be falling off, possibly due to tax time. We believe one person can make a difference, so just think of what can be done if you partner with us. Please pray about becoming a WOW, W-O-W, Walk on Water Signs Radio Spiritual Sponsor. The need is great. This one-man, one-woman ministry needs your help right now. Write Post Office Box 122 today, won't you? Bless you, my friends. The full address can be heard at the end of the program. And when you write, if you are supporting Wednesday nights, please mention that because it is an important part of keeping Wednesdays on through April. Wednesday nights in March, we're only about half funded. This program is listener supported. Each program must receive enough support to keep it on the air. Right now, Wednesday night programs are not receiving enough support to keep them on the air. Now, another Last Days End Times quick Bible study from the original King James Bible titled Enduring Unto the End. Matthew chapter 24, verse 13. But he that shall endure unto the end, the same shall be saved. My dear listening friends, I realize I have used this verse before. A few times. Please realize that I usually am inspired by the Spirit of the Lord to freshen each new teaching, even of the same verse. The most important word in this verse is the word endure, which translates to tarry behind, to remain, to abide. Did you hear what I said? To abide. Not to fall back or even flee, but to stay and abide, which is very important to understand in the last days and times you are living in today. Did you watch the NBC TV series Revolution last year? The second season started on March 25th. I would suggest you watch it. The power was lost all over America last season. American life became primitive again. The U.S. government fell. Satanic militias began to rule. Guns were confiscated by those satanic armies. Only the ruling armies had them. Others used swords, knives, bows, and arrows. Not only that, but the man leading one army looked strikingly like the Nobama. And he and all his army have, a mark. Does this all sound familiar? Do not take the mark. He who endures to the end, the same shall be saved. So stand fast and stand firm. The day of the Lord is truly at hand. Get right while you still can. Prepare ye the way of the Lord, my friends. 3.
And God said, I am that I am. And he said, Thou shalt not say unto the children, I am has sent me unto you.
I am has sent me unto you. Welcome to Signs International Ministries. On these programs, you will hear prophetic words, preaching, and prophecy news behind the news updates. Now, prophecies by our signs ministers.
The Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters, and God said,
Let there be light.
You cannot make a date for my coming, saith God, but you can see the signs of the times, saith the Lord. Yea, I draw nigh. Yea, have I not said, Look up. Your redemption's drawing nigh. But I say unto thee, as been said, saith God, yea, I want thee to occupy till I come. I want thee to persevere. I want thee to press in, saith God.
My. If you think God would not say that, you don't know your Bible very well. The false church has set its course, but the true truth believers have also set their course. The kingdom of God is at hand. There are again no sponsors for tonight's program, though there may be something out there in Timbuktu in the snail mail. I am not complaining, just letting my listeners on Wednesday nights know without support, Wednesdays will need to be canceled when the radio station bills come in for May. Sorry, but this program is listener supported. Sharon and I cannot do it alone. Lord, I pray you will bless all those listening to this program tonight. And Lord, please touch them with your true truth. Amen and amen. And please touch those, Lord, who can send help right now through May in Jesus' name. It's your program, Lord. This is how you have instructed me. Help the response, Lord. Amen. Our friends, please stay tuned throughout this program for a devotional at the end that will help keep you informed, titled The Delusion of Self-Righteousness. Now the prophecy news behind the news, with my spirit-filled and spirit-led biblical perspective, you get only on Signs Radio Programming. Watchman Shofar.
This is the prophecy voice of Brother Johnson, and you are listening to the prophecy news behind the news.
Toxic bayou sinkhole in Louisiana slowly swallowing up a part of the state. Last summer, a rural area of southeastern Louisiana known as Assumption Parish was changed forever following the unexpected formation of a giant sinkhole that suddenly appeared one day out of nowhere. This mysterious sinkhole, which was later dubbed the Great Louisiana Sinkhole, has been gradually gaining in size now for about 7 months, and it appears to be picking up speed, having reportedly swallowed up an entire acre of land in just one day, and 3 acres of land in under a week. If this is the first time you are hearing about the Great Louisiana Sinkhole, you can thank the mainstream media for keeping the general public in the dark about its existence, and the very serious threat it poses, not only to Louisianans, but to all humanity. An apparent product of the BP Deepwater Horizon oil disaster in 2010, this sinkhole appears to be connected to underground salt domes that are collapsing, releasing toxic gases, oil, and possibly other materials. According to the latest estimates, which are constantly changing as a sinkhole expands, more than 12 acres have already been swallowed up, and 20 more are in the process of sinking, with no end in sight. That's a total of 32 acres. My. Is that an end time sign? Continuing. FAA says entrepreneurs cannot operate drones. Only police and military can. Welcome to Police State America 2013, the new home of government control. The FAA says commercial use of a UAV, which stands for Unmanned Aerial Vehicle, is strictly prohibited from operating in what the agency calls Class B airspace, according to the FAA. The agency says urban airspace demands one-size-fits-all draconian regulations and restrictions. Watchman comment. Translation. The police and military are free to spy on Americans, but Americans are not free to spy on them. The FAA, meanwhile, is moving full stream ahead in allowing more federal agencies, the military, and local police use of drones. Continuing.
Obama still claims power to murder Americans on U.S. soil using drones. Recently, when Senator Rand Paul, Republican Kentucky, filibustered the nomination of John Brennan, President Obama's choice to head the CIA, because he and Attorney General Eric Holder both claimed the administration had the right to use drones to strike perceived U.S. enemies anywhere in the world, including inside America. Paul got Holder to admit, finally, that no, the U.S. government has no such authority. That, at least, was a perception when the report surfaced in the aftermath of Holder's alleged admission. But a closer look at what Holder did, and more importantly, did not say about the issue, reveals that some legal and legislative analysts believe are several large loopholes. Translation? They're going to use them. Continuing. Debbie Wasserman Schultz. Sequester nearly starving staffers. Schultz said, just to clarify, an 8-ounce bowl of ham and bean soup at the Cannon Office Building's carryout cafe costs $2. A gourmet wrap or sliced bread sandwich sells for about $5. And in the Longworth Building sit-down cafeteria, a serving of stuffed chicken, asparagus, and mashed potatoes sells for about $7. Meanwhile, Ms. Wasserman Schultz staffers earn between $60,000 and $160,000 per year. Watchman comment, my oh my, I feel so sorry for them, don't you? $60,000 to $160,000 a year, and they can't afford lunch. My, my, my. In fact, I am so sorry that I would like to eat there in their place. Where else would I get a full chicken meal for only $7? My, oh, my. And the poor things only get that $60,000 to $100,000 per year of yours and my hard-earned tax money. Oh, boy. Continuing. Cover-up. USA Homeland Security denies massive ammunition purchase. Government cover-up of ammo buys implodes. Silent secrecy and shoddy attempts at debunking the facts have led to congressional scrutiny. The failure on behalf of the federal government to provide any explanation for why the Department of Homeland Security is arming to the teeth with high-powered weapons and billions of hollow-point bullets, as well as crude efforts by mainstream media mouthpieces to debunk the warlike preparations, have backfired massively, propelling the story into a viral status. U.S. Homeland Security has remained silent on the issue, refusing to answer questions from reporters. Watchman comment, hollow point bullets are completely unsuitable for training purposes because they cost significantly more money compared to standard firing range bullets. So why do they need them? Only one reason applies, shooting people. Continuing. Tony Blair drags youth into one world religion. Tony Blair, the UK's finest, is teaming up with the United Nations to bring the world's youth into the one world religion. Over 680 young people from different religions signed up for Blair's Faith Foundation's Faith Act Fellowship this year. 41% of those youth are Christians. Muslims and Hindus are the second highest applicants. The youth selected will help serve the needy and try to achieve the Millennium Development Goals of the United Nations. The 8 goals of the United Nations are these. 1, eradicate extreme poverty and hunger. 2, achieve universal primary action. 3, promote gender equality and empower women. 4, reduce child mortality rate. 5, improve maternal health. 6, combat HIV, AIDS, malaria, and other diseases. 7, ensure environmental sustainability. 8, develop a global partnership for development. Watchman comment, Blair's 666 end times goal is to unite the world religions for peace. And what are you Christians doing getting involved in that? My, my, my. You think that peace is going to happen before Jesus returns? No, sir. But it will after. Continuing. Nightmare 666 end days scenario. Like the Corvair, the banking system in Cyprus is built to fail, to spin out of control at a moment's notice. But so is every banking system around the globe, including America's. Maybe they got it fixed, maybe they didn't. And when a country's banking system fails, its economy flips from a good path to a bad one. In economics speak, from a good to a bad equilibrium. Cyprus is a small country. Still, the failure of its banks could trigger massive bank runs in Greece. After all, if the European Central Bank is abandoning Cypriot depositors, they may abandon Greek depositors next. You don't really know what's happening over there. They may have not fixed anything.
A run on Greek banks could then spread to Portugal, Ireland, Spain, and Italy, and from there to Belgium and France, and you get the picture, don't you? To other countries around the globe, including, drumroll, the U.S., my. Every bank in each of these countries has made promises they can't keep when push comes to shove. For instance, if all depositors demand their money back at one time, think that can't happen in America? You better think again. My. That old sock in the basement's looking pretty good, isn't it? Continuing. Apostate. Bob Bell calls homosexual marriage a move of God? And I quote the apostate Bob Bell. Quote, what we're seeing right now in this day, I believe, is God pulling us ahead into greater and greater affirmation of acceptance of our gay brothers and sisters, my. And pastors, continuing the quote, and friends and neighbors and co-workers, Bell claimed, and we're realizing that God made some of us one way and some of us another. Close apostate Bob Bell quote. Watchman comment, this apostate is totally ignoring that the true truth Holy Scriptures teach that homosexuals are an abomination to God. So how would he approve of it? Also, the Scriptures very clearly teach marriage between one man and one woman only. There are zero, zip, none, no scriptural exceptions. What this apostate, very sick Bob Bell is teaching is not from God, but from Satan. And everyone who listens to Bell's garbage mouth will go to hell with him. Run away from this false preacher as fast as you can, and do not forget to repent and cleanse your souls from this unholy, ungodly, apostate man's false teaching. 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 5. Look it up. 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 5. 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 5. Continuing. Picture of martial law alarms forensic profiler. This profiler suggests an Obama secret wish to block the Republicans from the door to the government. Failing to negotiate, he has made every effort to demonize, crush Republicans to gain total control of the government. Obama's have Secret Service image further suggests a desire to totally control major government law enforcement agencies to block any opposition. The frightening image of blocking the doorway to those who oppose Obama suggests, according to the profiler, progressive ideas of imprisonment, forced containment, and a picture of martial law. My. Do I have to say, I told you so? Okay, I told you so. Continuing. New York City Mayor Bloomberg and Mayor Group tout big gun control push. A new $12 million television ad campaign from Mayors Against Illegal Guns will push senators in key states to back gun control efforts, or so they think, including comprehensive background checks. The two ads posted on the group's website, called Responsible in Family, show a gun owner holding a rifle while sitting on the back of a pickup truck. In one ad, the man says he'll defend the Second Amendment, but adds, with rights come responsibilities. The ad then urges viewers to tell Congress to support background checks. In the other ad, the man, a hunter, says background checks have nothing to do with taking guns away from anyone. The man then says closing loopholes will stop criminals and mentally ill from obtaining weapons. Watchman comment, talk about communists, democratic, socialist propaganda. Let's send them all to China. I'm sure they would not like it there, but they just might learn a much-needed lesson on strict communist gun control and control of the people. Continuing. A proposal to repeal the crime of adultery from Colorado's books has been signed into law. This bill would repeal the rarely used law of contributing to sexual immorality by providing a place such as a hotel room for unmarried people to have sex. Bill sponsors say the bill is about keeping government out of people's bedrooms. Watchman comment, Colorado says perverts okay, sins okay, guns not okay. Colorado will not stay out of the people's gun cabinets, yet perversion is okay with the Colorado's perverted lawmakers. Continuing. The accused Colorado movie theater killer has reportedly converted to Islam. On July 20th of last year, James Holmes allegedly walked into a Colorado movie theater, the only area theater where patrons were not allowed to be armed for their own defense, and murdered 12 victims and wounded 58 others. Now there are reports that the accused killer has converted to Islam. The report says that Holmes is eating a Muslim diet and prays 5 times a day. Watchman comment, Now think carefully. Does that give you a reason other than a pure gun reason for why those killings happened in that Colorado theater? Jihad? Anyone? Continuing. Predictions of the end of Posse Comitatus, now a reality, says experts. During a Senate hearing titled The Future of Drones in America, Law Enforcement and Privacy Considerations, legal experts told lawmakers on the Senate Judiciary Committee that within the next 10 years, thousands of unmanned aerial vehicles, commonly known as drones, will be used to gather information from civilians by law enforcement and intelligence agencies. Legal experts claim that the new privacy laws are required to protect Americans from the public and private use of UAVs. As a result, federal and state privacy laws have been rendered outdated by advances in drone technologies, experts said at the state hearing. Watchman comment, my. Could you imagine what Hitler could have done if he'd had these things? Oh boy, continuing. Do we really see what is happening? When we look at what is going on out there in America today, we have to ask a question. Is anyone really paying attention? We basically have a two-party system that is scattered with 15 or so sub-parties. The only parties of real influence, though, are the Democrats and the Republicans. The question is there really any difference between the two? On the surface, they are miles apart, but a closer examination shows that under the surface, there really isn't that much difference. Watchmen's Shofar.
This is the prophecy voice of Brother Johnson, and you are listening to the Prophecy News Behind the News.
Stay tuned for a devotional titled, The Delusion of Self-Righteousness. My dear listening friends, you can send a check or money order made out to Signs to help this program to stay on the air, or to remain anonymous, just send cash and leave your return address off. Either way, do not forget to pray over it, for then God is able to get it through. Amen? And please also pray for others to give as God speaks also to them. Wednesday programs need your support so they will not be canceled in May when the radio station bills start coming in. If you are ready to write, here is the address. Signs, spell that, S-I-G-N-S, just like it sounds, Signs. P.O. Box 122. Town is Lyle. Spell that. L-I-S-L-E. State is New York. Just abbreviate N-Y. Zip code in the U.S. of A. 13797. Thank you and God bless you. Will Sharon and I find your letter of support in P.O. Box 122 this week? We love to hear from our listeners, and only you can keep the Wednesday Signs programs on the air. Now, a devotional to help keep you informed, titled The Delusion of Self-Righteousness. Matthew chapter 24, verse 46. And these shall go away into everlasting punishment. These are horrifically sobering words that the Lord Jesus will share with the rebellious in that day when he comes to set up his kingdom on earth. Matthew chapter 25, verses 31 through 46. Matthew chapter 7, verses 21 through 23. Not everyone that saith unto me, Lord, Lord, shall enter the kingdom of heaven, but he that doeth the will of my Father which is in heaven. Many will say to me in that day, Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied in thy name, and in thy name have cast out devils, and in thy name done many wonderful works? And then I will profess unto them, I never knew you. Depart from me, ye that work iniquity or lawlessness. Also the Bible teaches about what will not be in God's holy heaven. 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 50. Now this I say, brethren, that flesh and blood,
imperfect, unregenerative humanity cannot inherit the kingdom of God. Neither does corruption inherit incorruption. 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 9 and 10. Know ye not that the unrighteous shall not inherit the kingdom of God? Be not deceived. Neither fornicators, nor idolaters, nor adulterers, nor effeminate, nor abusers of themselves of mankind, nor thieves, nor covetous, nor drunkard, nor revilers, nor extortioners shall inherit the kingdom of God. Revelation chapter 21, verse 27. And there shall in no wise enter into it anything that defileth, meaning heaven, neither whatsoever worketh abomination or maketh a lie, but they which are written in the Lamb's book of life. Conversely, Revelation chapter 22, verse 14 says of the righteous, blessed are they that do his commandments, that they may have the right to the tree of life and may enter in through the gates into the city, meaning heaven. Then back to the unrighteous. Revelation chapter 22, verse 15. For without are dogs and sorcerers and warmongers and murderers and idolaters and whosoever loveth and maketh a lie. My dear listening friends, only in Christ is found the righteousness, Revelation chapter 22, verse 12, that you so desperately need to enter into Almighty God's holy and perfect heaven. You can never illegally enter into Almighty God's holy heaven. It is just not possible. Amen. My dear listening friends, be sure that you are trusting in Almighty God's Son as only taught in the true truth, Holy Scriptures, for your eternal destiny depends on it. The kingdom of heaven is at hand. Get ready. The day of the Lord is here. Get right with God while you still can. He that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith unto you, my friends, and unto the churches. Now a preached altar call in a church service.
We'd like to take a moment and just to thank our radio audience for taking time to tune into this station on your radio. And we trust that the words that you hear will be words that will just touch your heart and spirit. If you're not born again, we're already praying and believing God that this radio message is going to grab a hold of you right where it feels good. And you're going to want to say yes to Jesus and no to the devil. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
My friends, because each Signs program is listener supported, that is the only biblical way Signs can stay on the air, and offerings are falling off, once more, probably due to tax time. I can only pray that some who can give will give by making an extra effort at this time to cover those who cannot support Signs due to governmental thievery called taxes. The address to send your response as God touches your heart will be spoken in just a moment. But first, please remember to tune in at 9 p.m. Eastern this coming Saturday night on WWCR 4840. That's 4840. 9 p.m. Eastern. You calculate your time. Here are a few excerpts from a pretty long letter sent from New England. Dear Brother Johnson, I expect great spring storms with lightning and great tornadoes, as well as droughts and intense heat in summer. Then he ended with, thanks for letting me vent, brother. A teeny donation as times are tight. Keep up the good work. Brother Johnson replies, thank you, my friend, but remember, you did send something which was more than nothing. And Jesus saw that just like he saw the widow who gave her two mites in the Bible. And he blessed that. To answer your question, though, most scripture can be related to today's crazy mixed-up world. And we are no doubt in economic disaster right now. America's economy is coming down and may soon be equal to a third world country. My, oh my, come soon, Lord Jesus. Now, my dear friends, I am about to give you my virtual recorder number, slow enough for you to write it down or to dial it as I say it. Please know this is a record line only. It's there available to you 24/7, 365. So please get your phone or pen and paper ready. Here it comes very slowly. 1-6-0-7-2-0-1-5-6-6-3. Why do I not answer that phone? Because I do everything myself, and I'd never get these programs done, folks. Just leave your message on the recorder. I'd sure appreciate it. It's such a blessing to hear from our listeners. Please pray about writing Sharon and I this week, and please remember to pray for us as we pray for you, for we truly love you all.
I love you.
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 And I love you.
Maranatha. Watchmen, shofar.
Prepare ye the way of the Lord. Jesus is coming. The day of the Lord is at hand. Get ready, get ready, get ready. Amen.